Welcome to week two of the Usui Virtual Retreat. In the first week of our retreat, we contemplated Reiki as a healing practice. Building on that foundation, yet still accessible to anyone who might be joining us now, is the focus for the second week, Reiki as a spiritual practice, as a spiritual healing practice. Let me offer a working definition of spirituality. Spirituality is that part of us where we sort it all out, where we work out our relationship to ourselves, to one another, and to life itself. Rather than saying it's where we find resolution, because I've never quite understood what people mean when they say that. I don't see life as something that is ever resolved. Let's say spirituality is where we cope with uncertainty, where we go beyond the anxiety and the anger that uncertainty can trigger, today only, and experience a degree of comfort and make peace with the realities of having a mind, body, emotions, to say nothing of relationships and finances. Our spirituality is our place of inner retreat. It's that part of ourselves we find waiting for the rest of us when we finally turn within, that place where we feel unyielding welcome and we wonder why we didn't come here sooner. Give your practice the gift of patient attention. Be with your practice. Allow each practice session to ripen and blossom in its own time. Don't fight your expectations, but do be aware of them, and don't fall for them. It truly does not matter what you experience. It's the experiencing that matters, the awareness, the being. Let your Reiki hands sing their song of healing. As your body joins in, let your Reiki practice carry you deeply into the awareness of your essential being, just for today, just for now. Practice as long as it suits you. When your practice is finished, linger a few moments to contemplate what you have experienced. Please get up slowly when you're finished, giving your awareness ample time to become fully present in your body. And then, if you have the time, without trying to understand anything, without trying to figure it out, without going into that part of your mind, write about your experience. Simply describe what you experienced, how you felt, or any insights you had while practicing, and how you feel after your practice as you write. And now, let's practice.